Welcome to a special edition of the Spectator's View from 22 podcast. Alex Sarant has just resigned. I'm Isabel Hardman, and I'm joined by our political editor James Forsyth and Hamish McDonnell. Hamish, what do you make of the First Minister's announcement?
Well, I personally thought he was going to go when the final result came through and showed that there was a 10 percentage point gap between no and yes. I personally thought that if it was going to be close, like 51 to 49, then he might really see it as a victory and might want to stay on. But a big defeat like that and a big whopping great win for the Union in the United Kingdom, I think put a lot of pressure on him. And you've got to remember that, you know, he has been leader on and off for 24 years. He's the longest serving leader that I've known in any sort of political history in the UK for a long time. And I think that when you get to that point of having achieved the ultimate as far as he was concerned and led the campaign for a referendum on Scottish independence, I couldn't see any way in which he would then step back and then try and lead his party into a general election, which would just for him be much less of a thing than the referendum. So I thought he would go. So I wasn't entirely surprised, but I think he did it in a reasonably dignified way, I think.
James Forsyth, were you surprised?
I think Hamish is right. I think it wasn't. I mean, he was obviously going to go when it came clear that the result wasn't hugely close. I think there is a feeling among some nationalists that Nicola Sturgeon reaches some parts of the electorate that Alex Salmond struggles to. Some people wonder whether as a female leader there might have been slightly less of a gender gap in the polls. But I think it is worth reflecting for a second on how far Salmond has taken the SNP and the independence cause. I think a few years ago, I mean, maybe it was different north of the border, but certainly south of the border, a few years ago, people would not have thought that you could have got 45% for independence in a vote, and that ended up being considered a disappointment for the nationalists.
Hamish, would you tip Nicola Sturgeon as the next SNP leader?
Oh, undoubtedly. I think she'll be very, very unlucky if she's opposed, or maybe she will be lucky if she's opposed, because there may be someone who stands against her who has no real chance of winning, but allows there to be a contest so that some of the issues which the SNP need to get through then get exercised and get out there into the public domain. If it's just a procession, and if Nicola Sturgeon gets it without any opposition whatsoever, the party won't have that cathartic process, which I think it needs to go through, to decide where it goes. You know, is it going to come down to Westminster and start debating with the Prime Minister on more powers and try to push Scotland's line on that? Or is it going to stand back and say, no, we're still a party of independence, we're not going to get involved in that? And there is then the debate about, does it then go for another referendum if it gets a mandate in 2016? All these things need to be thrashed out within the party, and a processional leadership, just for Nicola Sturgeon, might not let them do that.
James, what would your advice to the SNP be about now that it starts soul-searching following this referendum?
Well, I think things aren't as grim for the SNP as they might look today. First of all, with this promise from Westminster of extra powers, Gordon Brown called it nothing less than home rule. The nationalists do have a lever to kind of reopen the independence debate at some point. And then I think the other thing which is encouraging for them is Nicola Sturgeon might not be Alex Salmond in the charisma stakes, but I think she's still a far more impressive figure than her Labour opponent up in Scotland, Joanne Lamont. And really, until Labour sends some of their big beasts from Westminster back north of the border, people like Jim Murphy, I think you can still see the SNP doing pretty well at the Holyrood elections in 2016.
So Hamish, is this not good news for Scottish Labour then, that a big beast is disappearing from the front line of politics?
I think to a certain extent it is. I mean, I think that anybody who came up against Alex Salmond, particularly in this last 10 years of his leadership, was going to have trouble, because he is an extraordinarily good debater, he's an extraordinarily good political operator, and none of the Labour leaders have come close. And I think that they will be thinking that with Nicola Sturgeon there will be more of an equal sort of level playing field for them to compete on. But I don't think they should underestimate Nicola Sturgeon. I mean, having watched her develop over the last couple of years, she is now extremely good. You know, she's been deputy for Alex Salmond for 10 years, and she's used that time very, very well to really work at the skills like debating, like oratory and so on. And I think she's a formidable operator, not quite on Salmond's level, but I think, you know, she is different. And Labour will be wrong to underestimate her.